to wisdom and knowledge to the wise. Whoso findeth me wisdom findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb, and the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their dark sayings. Good understanding giveth favour. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee; love her, and she shall keep thee. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee; she shall bring thee to honour, when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honour. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The wise shall inherit glory. The fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. Wisdom is a defence, and money is a defence, but the excellency of knowledge is, that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. The wise shall understand. Whoso is wise, and will observe these things, even they shall understand the lovingkindness of the Lord. Love and study of wisdom, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Hear counsel, and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. If thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom, and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches, and wealth, and honor. Knowledge of God and Christ, O I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Learning of Christ, I take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. To a due regard to the word of God, to hearing and reading the word, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. For the word of God is quick, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Loving the word, a great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Trembling at the word, he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Meditation and mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart, and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth, and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established, or all thy ways shall be ordered aright. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. To fasting the blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breasts, let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and pity his people. Fasting in secret do thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. To baptism he that believeth, and is baptized shall be saved. Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Wherein, that is, in the ark of few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Know ye not, that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. To teach ye Lord's Supper, we have been all made to drink into one Spirit. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. To good discourse, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The mouth of the upright shall deliver them. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The tongue of the wise is health. The government of the tongue of the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Whoso keepeth his mouth, and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles, He that will love life, and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. To watchfulness wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Watch ye therefore, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you I say unto all, watch. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth, and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord when he cometh shall find watching, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. To keeping good company, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Avoiding evil company, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. To performing O Jehovah, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. To the keeping of the Sabbath, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. The sons of the stranger, that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings, and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. This is the day which the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, Hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. It shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein. Then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David. In the performance of duty toward men, to obedience to parents, O children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. But if any widow have children or nephews or grandchildren, let them learn first to show piety at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me for ever. To good education, for I know him, Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Correction of children of foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. To a good wife, every wise woman buildeth her house. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Her children arise up, and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. To faithful servants, whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The king's favor is toward a wise servant. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.